drink Moringa in the morning.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report. This is the hour that we normally focus on resource companies, tell you a little bit about them, tell you what's going on with them. I'm going to start out right now with a situation that I personally think is very, very interesting. The reason I think it's very interesting is because of the level of professionalism. Not to say that level of professionalism doesn't exist in all the companies that we talk about, but these guys are kind of under the radar right now. Two sisters companies, International Tower Hill Mines and Corvus Gold. Let me just tell you a little bit about, and if you want more information, by the way, just click on the banners on our website, but let me just give you an introduction here. International Tower Hill Mines is an advanced development stage company. The stock is trading for around $8.50, and they are really right on the cusp of going into production, and they just hired a new CEO. Now, interestingly enough, Jeff Pontius, who's on the line with me right now, is the CEO and chairman of the board of Corvus Gold, the sister company. Let me tell you their relationship. Corvus Gold is an exploration stage company. Jeff Pontius's real passion is working, you know, in the exploration sector. He's been very, very successful at it, done a really good job, in his career. So we're going to talk a little bit about Corvus, but we're going to start out with International Tower Hill because they just came out with a press release earlier this week. They appointed a fellow by the name of James Comedna as the new chief executive officer. That's going to allow Jeff to move over and concentrate fully on Corvus. But James, I understand, is a pretty good friend of yours. Is that right, Jeff?
Yeah, I've known Jim for almost 20 years now, and we worked together at the development of the Cripple Creek deposit in Colorado for Anglo Gold, and that was a very successful project. It's certainly one of the biggest money makers for Anglo Gold right now. And Jim was very keen on ITH as we've gone through the stage of exploring, developing, and creating a very large gold deposit that certainly should go to production. And so worked very hard to get Jim on board, and we were successful at getting him on board. And he has got a tremendous track record of building projects. Last big one he put together was Cerro Corona for Goldfields down in Peru. And just recently he was the president and COO of Bizarro, which was taken out in a takeout bid at a 92% premium over their trading price. So he's got a lot of good credentials for us to take ITH to really the next level, which is to become one of North America's next premier mid-tier gold-producing companies.
Okay. Now, you know, when you talk about forward-looking statements like that, I'm really careful to want to clarify them. I want people to know that, you know, there's no guarantee that International Tower Hill will go into production. Indications are, however, that it will. In terms of time frame, Jeff, what are we looking at?
Well, right now, our current time frame is first production in 2016. Certainly bringing a guy like Jim on board is a real positive to looking at seeing how we might be able to do this project quicker and cheaper. So that's a real positive thing for us, and I think it bodes well for the future of the project there.
Well, you've known this guy. You've known Jim for over 20 years. Tell me a little bit about him. Tell me why you guys are so hot on him.
He's a great guy. He's got a terrific track record of really putting projects together and managing large corporate entities. He was the CEO for Anglo Gold in the Americas, and has had some extremely good corporate background. He's a Wharton School of Business guy, and really you know, brings to us the level of professionalism and quality we really need in building, you know, a very important production company.
I got to tell you, Wharton School of Business graduates scare the daylights out of me, because I can talk with almost anybody, but those people typically are so over my head. It is absolutely amazing. So, International Tower Hill, a lot of good things happening. I want to say that we're going to be going up and visiting the property here in June. June. I'm looking forward to that. I got to thank, you know, Roger Wiegand really for turning me on to, or I guess I should say introducing me to these two companies. These are really, I think, under the radar right now, and I think there are a couple of companies that people really ought to take a look at. Let's go to your passion. Let's go to the exploration stage situation. Let's talk a little bit about Corvus. First, you know, how about a brief overview, Jeff?
Sure. You know, the two things, my departure from the CEO spot in ITH is I'm moving up to the board, and my real focus at ITH will be pushing forward a really excellent exploration program we have in place at ITH. It's going on this year and will go on next year. So we have a lot more to discover there, and I'm going to be having a big input on that aspect of the company. But really, what we did back in September is spin out the early stage exploration assets. This is sort of boot leather on the rocks kind of things that we've generated over the years, and really we're getting very little value for our shareholders within ITH. And so what we did is put those into this company, Corvus. I'm actually the chairman and the CEO of Corvus, so this is really my sweet spot. My wife calls it my Indiana Jones. I'm of a treasure hunter type, and it's a very neat job. It's got to be the best job on the planet, I got to tell you, and I'm always surprised they actually pay me to do it, but we're out there looking for new projects, and we have four really great ones in Alaska and one very dynamic one going on in Nevada right now. Big drilling program going on there. It's going to be over 15,000 meters of drilling we do in this first phase. We'll have a resource coming out probably in early September on that. It looks like a large low-grade bulk tonnage gold project at surface, probably be an open pit type operation. We've had some great drill results that have been we've released over the last couple months or so, and so it really looks exciting to us. And I think, you know, we may very well be on to another one there. So that's really exciting for us right now. That's going on and got a big drill program right in the middle of it right now. And that's right outside of Beatty, Nevada. It's a great place to develop a mine. So you can look for a lot of news coming out on that. And we're just starting next month our work on our Chisina project. This is a big copper gold porphyry belt that we discovered in Alaska. This is a brand new belt. And we've got over 1,000 square kilometers of land out there in this belt. A great relationship with the local native group there in the region, and we're going to be doing a lot of exploration on that project this summer, quite a bit of drilling, and that's really an exciting project. We may very well have a major gold discovery that we get to make there this year. Last year's work looked very encouraging.
So we're talking about some very, very aggressive work going on for Corvus, both in Nevada and also up in Alaska. You know, Alaska has got to, I mean, everybody knows, to say that Nevada is a great place to work is probably the understatement of the day for anybody who knows anything at all about the mining industry. But, you know, and most people are pretty conversant with Alaska. But, you know, once you get your ducks in a row with the Native Americans, which is really pretty easy to do up there. Once that happens, boy, Alaska is a really great, great place to work. It's one area that I have absolutely no concern whatsoever about. I mean, I got to believe that's been your experience too.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a lot of experience in Alaska, and so for us, it's like going home up there, and we really like working in the region. The state regulators have been great to work with, and the local native groups have been really good partners for us, and they really understand the mining business, so that's a great thing for us up there. And I'll tell you, our projects that we've got up there, we've got almost $11 million of exploration going on in Corvus this year that you're going to get to see a lot of news on. And of that, we only have to fund $2 million.
Right.
We have some very lucrative deals that we've cut with some of our partners up there. So we have a lot of exposure for our shareholders as far as exploration success goes.
I am definitely going to be following this company with much, much interest. Remember, I'm not a registered investment advisor, neither is Jeff, so don't take this as investment advice. All we're saying is if you want more information on Corvus, click on the banner. Big Al's going to be right back.
ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60-cap summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Second hour of the Cortland Economics Report. Time out, Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. Got Randy Turner on the line with me. Randy, as I think listeners are aware, is the president of a company called SilverQuest. SilverQuest has properties in British Columbia and up in the Yukon. Wanted to chat with Randy a little bit. This is a remote, as Randy's in Toronto right now as we're conducting this interview. But I want to chat with Randy a little bit first about an article that was in the Wall Street Journal here very, very recently about how the writer of this particular article felt that there was a very, very exciting major situation going on up in the Yukon. Randy, can you elaborate a little bit on that one?
Yeah, certainly. Al, good afternoon. There was actually, there's been two articles written, one by the Wall Street Journal and more recently, 2 days ago, by the New York Times. Both articles on gold exploration in the Yukon, and I believe both of them are sort of gold rush in the Yukon, gold mania in the Yukon, and both really focus in on the white gold district of the western Yukon, where discoveries have been made recently. Last year, Underworld Resources announced basically about a 1 million-ounce gold deposit, and then were immediately taken out by Kinross Resources for $160 million. And this has sparked, the second-largest staking rush in Canadian history, the first being the Diamond Mania back in the 90s, and now the Yukon. So we got a good old-fashioned staking rush going on, and it seems like from the southern part of the Yukon to the right to the Arctic Ocean is completely staked, and there's over 140 companies now have taken positions there. It's the old-fashioned staking, Al, where you got to get out there with a post and pound it in the ground every 1,500 feet and stake out your land, and so it's been a lot of fun.
You know, I find it interesting that the two major publications in the United States have run articles on this, both the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. And I also find it very interesting, Randy, that on the one hand, you've got a very, very conservative publication with the Journal, and then you've got a very, very liberal publication, or I guess I have to say at least left-leaning publication with the New York Times, and they're both going after this thing. You know, that would lead me to believe that the general consensus right now is that gold is probably a pretty good place to be, gold and silver. I noticed yesterday morning, Friday morning, May 13th, that there was a bit of a sell-off in gold, but then as the market continued to progress during the day, that sell-off got less and less, and the price of gold went from a negative 15, 16 bucks up to around a negative $10 or thereabouts when the spot market closed. So there is some real enthusiasm here. All right, now you've been involved in the industry, Randy, for a long time. You and I have been talking about the SilverQuest involvement in the Yukon now for about a year. Tell me what you guys are doing up there, and it's obvious now why you chose to go up there. I mean, it's a pretty exciting place.
Al, we've got one of the larger land positions. In fact, we're about the third largest land holder, claim holder in the White Gold District right now, and the plans really are to start moving out around May the 25th. Most exploration companies are moving in around that time, around the 1st of June. That's when it's easy to access the area. The snow's gone. Everything's melted off. And we basically have a 5-month exploration season. So we're moving all our equipment, the drills, the exploration crews up there, and off we go. So we'll be very active by the 1st of June. Camps are being built there right now. I was up there a couple of weeks ago, flew over the area. Everything is sort of melting off, and so exploration is going to commence here within the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Now, we talked about some exploration results that came from your property in British Columbia, the one that you have joint interest with another company, but we did not talk about a press release that you guys put out later in the week, subsequent to that one, actually, about specifically results that you're getting from the property up in the Yukon. Let's talk about that.
Well, one of the ones up in the Yukon, we've had some very good results out of the sort of the initial sampling that we've done in the Yukon there, Al. But the ones that we actually published later or earlier this week was from a project called the Three Ts in central B.C. So we sort of have three major gold-silver projects in central B.C., one called the Capoose, which is more silver-rich.
Right.
The Davison, which is a joint venture now with New Gold. New Gold just took out our partner for $550 million.
Mm-hmm.
And the Three Ts, which was a project that we've put together for many years. And this was originally held by Phelps Dodge, now Freeport-McMoRan, Teck Corporation, and Kojima. So over the years, we've assembled the whole land package. We announced that we had had a restructured a deal with Teck. Teck had a right to back in. We got them out of the back in right. We reduced the royalty on the property to 2%.
And it's the one that there is about 12 known gold, silver veins on. Not really explored because of the tech heaven is right the back end. And so now we're going to really move forward with this project. There is a small resource on it of about 150,000 ounces of gold, 2 million ounces of silver in one of the veins. But what really stands out is really the grade of these veins that were drilled off a couple of years ago. And one being about 9 gram gold, 390 gram silver over a true width of 15 meters or 50 feet. So certainly a very mineable width and very high grade. So really looking forward to sort of advancing this project during the summer exploration season.
Randy, when you're talking about advancing the project over the summer, specifically what are you guys going to be doing?
Well, it's, again, mainly drilling. We've done all the surface exploration. We've done geophysics. We've done mapping. We've done prospecting. There's really nothing left to do out there except drill and try to extend these veins at depth and along strike and test the ones that have not been tested to date. Of the 12 known veins, only 3 really have been tested to date. So we'll be testing these other ones to see if perhaps they all tie in and tie in at depth. So it's going to be a very fun project to pursue. Because we've been trying to put this whole thing together for over 2 years. So we made that announcement here actually yesterday, and so looking forward to advancing it now.
Okay, let's flip up to the Yukon now, where I was in error when I talked about that press release. And for listeners, I apologize. But let's talk about what you're going to be doing up there. Now, it's, you know, there is a very definite season up there, and we're just approaching the time when you guys can get in there and really, you know, put the boots on the ground and do some exploration work. What are you guys going to do up there this season?
Well, the 3 major approaches that typically most exploration companies will be utilizing, and we're no different in that there will be a lot of soil sampling, testing the soils for gold, arsenic, bismuth, silver, all the indicators that are associated with gold deposits, geophysics to sort of define the structures, and drilling. And in this drilling, which is really is sort of the proof in the pudding here, a major drill program which will start in probably mid-June once we do the preliminary exploration work. That drilling will continue right through until probably August, September. And then, of course, then we've got the snow coming around the 1st of October. So you can see, Al, we've got to get out there and get as much information in the shortest period of time. So preliminary exploration drilling, and hopefully great results.
Now, in terms of exploration work, that pretty much has to go on during the warmer months, for lack of better terms. But if actual production occurs really quickly, that can go year-round, if I'm not mistaken, can it?
Oh, that's right, yeah. You have up there, not too far from where we are operating, the Minto Mine of Capstone, which is operates 24 hours
sure.
a day, 365 days a year. You've got other mines that operate in the area. The matter that in the winter, there's no daylight, and it's very cold.
There you have it, an update from Randy Turner.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Going into our new weekly segment that we have when we talk about energy issues. I've got an old friend who I chat about this with every single week. His name is Keith Schaefer. And before we get going, I'd like Keith to tell you a little bit about why he is an expert in this area and what he does. You're on, my friend.
Hi, thanks, Al. Thanks for having me on this week. I read a publication called the Oil and Gas Investments Bulletin, and the reason I started this was because I wanted to give retail investors the same quality of research that the institutions were getting, but in much more simple language. I wanted to make sure that they understood the opportunity that we have in the energy sector right now, which is this. There has been a game-changing happening in the last 10 years where we can now get oil and gas out of rock.
Right.
The new shale plays that we keep hearing about. And what that means is it's created a whole new level of low-hanging fruit that we as investors can take advantage of, because most of the companies doing this are the juniors and the intermediates.
It's a really interesting place to be, and I think that the potential for gains here is really, really interesting. Keith, I want to ask you a question. I was on Market Watch this past week, and I was asked that oil was plummeting in price. It was way under $100, and the question that I was asked was, do I think that we're going to maintain these low levels or go lower? And will this, in fact, be translated to the gas pump? And I said, no, I really don't think so, and this is why. I'm curious if you agree or disagree with me.
Well, I think there's a couple different factors here, and it's really tough to tell how it's all going to shake out. But I think let's talk about one factor, and that is just oil had a great run from $70 to about $120 over the last several months. And so I think technically the charts are just going to consolidate here. I think that after that kind of powerful move, it just takes some time for the charts to catch up to what's happening. So I think we really got it telegraphed to us as investors about a month and a half ago in bright neon when oil went from $100 to $120, but the stocks themselves, energy stocks, did not move up.
Mm-hmm.
That was a sign that basically the economy was saying, Uncle, we're just too scared that this high in oil price is going to cause a recession, which would limit oil, so we're not going to buy any more oil stocks.
Yeah.
And really, oil stocks, oil stocks aren't going higher until oil's back at $95 a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm waiting for it to get to. And I think it will over the next month. It'll start to bounce and base here. I don't see it going much lower, Al. It might go $5, $7 a barrel lower here. But I'd be real surprised to see an 8 handle on the oil price over the next month or two. And then I think the range is going to be a little bit higher than what it was last year.
Mm-hmm. Oil closed Friday yesterday at $99.50, and I chatted about this a little bit with Roger Wiegand in the first segment. And, you know, Roger's a real technician, and he was saying that he thinks pretty much a floor is here. And his comment was, I think you're going to see oil probably settle for an extended period of time, $103, $104. Would you agree with that?
Yep, right now I would.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I do a lot of outside reading, obviously, to stay in touch with the subjects that we talk about on this particular program. And I've been reading more and more and more about what's going on in the Middle East, you know, with the, virtually all of the op-ed guys are coming out now, gals are coming out, and they're talking about really what an interesting situation it is over there. I mean, it's, you know, the situation in Saudi Arabia, how they are, in fact, financing a lot of the terrorists, not through the royal house, but through the other major, you know, major power in Saudi Arabia, how they're financing the terrorists, you know, and that's people are thinking that, well, since the leader, Osama bin Laden, was killed just recently, that's going to put a damper on things. And I don't think that's the case at all. I think the situation is going to continue to escalate. And, you know, that's the one reason that I would, if I were a commodity trader, that I would remain pretty bullish long term on the price of oil. You think I'm nuts?
No. I think it's fair to say that over the last 8 to 12 weeks during the Arab Spring, as they call it, that we did have a $10 to $20 premium, risk premium, in the price of oil, and now the street has decided that that's not warranted anymore. Bin Laden's dead. There's been no new escalation of Arab uprisings in oil-sensitive countries, so the markets got used to that, and they said, we don't need this $10, $20 a barrel premium anymore. So that's what's happened, and now fundamentals, the oil is trading basically where fundamentals are. I would suggest there's very little speculation in the oil price here. It's fundamentally driven. So we're seeing, that's why I agree with Roger, we're seeing the floor here. On a bad day, Al, it might go down another $5, $7, but I'd be surprised to see it really spike any lower than that.
Now, in your mind, Keith, what is a good way for listeners to take advantage of this energy market?
Well, right now, the junior stocks, and I'm sure you're aware of this on the mining side, too, it's happening. The junior energy stocks can't find a bid right now. There's no love in that market. Good news is being sold. Nobody cares. And, again, these stocks had a fantastic run starting last September.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been urging subscribers to move up market right now. I think we are very close to the bottom, but we don't know really how long we might bounce along here. It could be a full quarter or even a little bit longer until we see our next leg up. So in these stocks, so I've been encouraging subscribers, go to some of the larger energy services stocks because their earnings are just going through the roof right now. These companies are drilling like mad, and they're making buckets of money. So that's where I've been urging people to go look in the energy services sector, the drillers, the frackers, the drilling supply companies.
What about the big guys, the Shells, the Chevrons, et cetera? What do you think about them in terms of investment potential?
Well, they're for a totally different type of investor than what I'm looking for. So certainly during a big move up in oil, those companies are going to do very well. And you saw that happen here starting in January of this year. They were a little bit undervalued, and they had a huge run as the market gained confidence
in that the oil price was going higher and going to stay higher.
Mm-hmm.
But now I think that the market's not convinced that oil is going to go any higher than $120 a barrel ever, because the market is so clearly saying uncle at that price. So I don't know what they're great proxies for the oil price, but really they're not big growth machines. So I don't they're going to go up and down with the price of oil, and I just don't see oil price going a lot higher than what we're seeing now.
So you're saying basically you think a ceiling for oil right now is $120 a barrel. That's interesting. I think that that's a sensible price. I think $99.50 to $104 certainly from an economic standpoint, when you look at, you know, the countries around the world, the economies around the world, that certainly makes a lot more sense. I agree with you. I don't see the price of oil dropping very much, though. I really don't. And I think that right now, to summarize investment opportunities, I personally would say, if you're looking for something that is rock solid, you bought great banks, et cetera, et cetera. Today you might buy large oil companies. If you're looking to increase your universe of speculation from just mining companies, then I think that some of the junior companies that you're talking about do really represent some good opportunities. Agree, disagree?
No, I agree. I think that particularly on gold and silver, which are dependent on a lower U.S. dollar, I think that trade is very much intact. We're just seeing a technical bounce here. And with oil, it's very much the same thing. It's not only being used as a hedge against the dollar, but the Asian demand situation really is not declining at all. So you're still seeing fundamentally being supportive and in the market with a lower U.S. dollar being supported.
Agree 100%. Listen, for any of you guys who happen to be in the area of Edmonton, there's a financial conference going on up there tomorrow. Keith is going to be one of the featured speakers. Go check it out. It's very, very worthwhile. It's being put on by Michael Campbell, radio personality in Vancouver, British Columbia, and Howard Fitch. You have a great time up there, Keith. Thanks so much, buddy. We'll talk with you next week.
Thank you, Al. Look forward to it.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, here to wrap up the show with my friend Peter Grandich. You know, we have some really interesting comments coming in on our blog, and I really would like you guys to take advantage of that. You know, all you have to do is go to our website and click on where it says comments, and you get sent automatically to the appropriate place, and away we go. Had some very, very interesting comments from a couple of regular listeners, Jerry, for one, who I'm assuming is in the United States, and then a fellow by the name of Taxpayer, and then a fellow by the name of Silverbug Dave, who listens to us over in the United Kingdom. And we're talking about taxation, et cetera, and there are some real bad feelings about over-taxation on the part of governments from all of these guys. And I have a question also on taxation, in the sense that I think that we are being overtaxed. I think there's any question whatsoever about that. But, you know, it's interesting. Let me tell you how, regarding the taxation issue, how I responded to it. And then let's see what Pete says, and then we'll go on from there. But my comment was, I say, good morning, Taxpayer and Jerry. It's a sad state of affairs when situations like that of Ireland exist, and never in my wildest dreams that I think that we would see conditions anywhere in the world like those of today. And I'm not just talking about Ireland. You know, it kind of goes on and on. Peter, let's talk a little bit about the conditions around the world, and let's talk a little bit about some solutions. And we're talking about this, you guys, from a certainly not from a secular standpoint. You're on, my friend.
Well, you know, I like to start with Ireland because it's a little bit close to me. I was married there 30 years ago, although there's no Irish in me. My wife was born and raised there. In fact, as we speak, both my wife and daughter are over there. And Ireland is an example of this, because when I first went over 30 years ago, it was a country that I don't want to say was poor or third world, but it certainly wasn't anything close to the Celtic Tiger that it was a few years ago.
Right.
It would be considered very religious back then. Catholic, Christian, and became suddenly a mini America. Entrepreneurship took over, great wealth was created, and now is facing really, really difficult times. And what happened there, and the government is using taxation to pay the price of poor decisions, was banks and private people made very bad decisions. And then the government made a decision to pay them back 100% on the dollar for their poor choices,
yeah,
and then tax the actual citizens to pay that bill.
I can't believe that's happening, Pete. That is just, well, it goes against, it just totally goes against my grain, man.
But, Al, in a sense, America's doing that.
Yeah, I know.
And the, And the way they're doing it is we had a very bad financial crisis. The investment people on Wall Street set up a financial crisis worldwide, was selling one thing and betting against it at the same time. And then we were told, as because they caused such enormous problems, the only way we can solve it is we had to go into this money creation out of thin air, which just adds to the debt of our future generation. So we are actually funding their past poor mistakes. Now they happen to have got more wealthier now than ever before, and most Americans are struggling under a heavier burden. So it might not be as direct as what happened as in Ireland, but indirectly, America's doing the same thing.
I basically came out and said, I can't believe how failure has been rewarded in our country. I can't believe that government continues to spend money that has to be printed out of thin air. I can't believe a lot of things that I see. There are people who are starving, oftentimes through no fault of their own, yet large corporations continue to spend on things that are truly not necessary instead of working to help people. Realistically, what can we do? I'm not talking about pie-in-the-sky platitudes like society needs to change. I'm talking about reality. Reality is that each of us needs to take care of ourselves and our loved ones. We also need to reach out when we are able and help others. What do you think?
Well, I'm not a libertarian, but I have to tell you, more and more, the libertarian viewpoints are looking a whole lot better than Democrats and Republicans.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I became an independent recently, but because I don't believe either party is truly offering a real solution to everything. But the problem goes back to, and this will get spiritual, but it has to in order for me to answer you properly.
Yeah.
It is,
yeah.
I don't think it's any coincidence that America is facing these problems ever since it moved away from what it was built on, the foundation of Judeo-Christian way. You know, we took prayer out of school. People can't even say, in God I trust, and you can't do all those things. And 86% of Americans believe in a creator. 3% don't believe in it, but the 3% get to put up a sign, and the 86% don't. I mean, all those things, believe it or not,
yeah,
I think come back to where we're at, and including when we were built on that scripture. Remember, America only became, it went from the world's largest creditor nation to the world's largest debtor nation in a matter of a few decades. And why? Because it went away from what America was built on. Europe, long ago, Al, since World War II, became more secularism, and now it's paying for that. And America's going to pay for its move away from the Judeo-Christian view terribly as well. What you're seeing in Europe is just a forerunner of what some days you'll turn on your local television and see it happening here.
I don't have any questions about that. You know, it's interesting. One of our listeners, Jerry, went on and he said, "Hello, Al. We are to take care of our family first," which we both agree. I don't disagree with you on helping others. But the Bible does tell the lame at the water well to pick up your mat, which I believe we have to help ourselves and not become a burden to others, which at this point we all have become beggars with the assistance of the government. Hey, man, there's really some truth in that statement. Jerry, thank you for that one.
Well, look, Al, here's what a lot of people don't like to hear, but I know I can say it on your show. Jesus, for those of us that believe in the Christian belief and that Jesus is our Lord and Savior, Jesus was asked, what's really the most important thing at the end of the day?
Right.
And he said it was only two things. One, to love your God with all your heart and all your might, and to treat others as you want to treat. So what we have to internally ask ourselves each is, are we truly, truly doing to our neighbors as we want it to be?
Yeah.
And if you're not, then you have to if you want to be a good Christian. And I struggled with that because, you know, at one time I was the chairman and CEO of the Me, Myself, and I Society. And, you know,
can I just interrupt you for a second, Peter? You were the chairman and I was the president, man, and
well,
it was fun working with you.
I wouldn't be surprised if we have a lot of shareholders listening of that
society. Yeah, I know.
But that's what we really need to move away from and all. And it's hard. And you know when it's hardest is when things are tougher. And things are going to stay tough and get worse. So it's even going to be harder to want to help others when you yourself or people very close to you are struggling. But in the end, that's what we're called to do. Whether or not we take up that call is going to be another matter.
You know, it's funny. I'm looking at this comment of Jerry's again. And Jerry goes on to say something that I think is pretty interesting. He says, you can never satisfy the greedy. And like Solomon, there will never be enough, and all is vanity. Help the orphans and widows. This is the calling. You know, I got to tell you, when you look at the government, okay, when you look at the government, whether it's in the United States, and I don't mean all the government, but, you know, kind of the way it's going right now, whether it's in the United States or whether it's in Ireland or whether it's in the UK or whether it's in France or whether it's in whatever, you know, you got to admit, man, the government's become pretty darn greedy.
Well, the greed also starts with us, because here's the excuse we can't have anymore, Al, and that is we've allowed it to.
Exactly. You know, it's interesting, and I want to wrap this thing up by saying something that I wrote on the blog that in response to what Jerry and Silverbug Dave said, and that is, this is from Big Al. One of my favorite thoughts, and I do articulate it quite often, is if we all just followed the teachings of both testaments, the world would be almost a perfect place. God did, however, give each one of us free will. I guess how people use it is what separates saints from sinners, huh, Pete?
And it does, but we also must remember, in the last chapter of the second book, we're already told that the world never becomes perfect, despite all our best efforts. But that shouldn't stop us from trying.
I agree 100%. It shouldn't stop us from trying. You know, the most important thing out there is something that I learned, obviously, from the Bible. I learned from various homilies and sermons over the years, etc. And Congressman Ron Paul, you know, God love him, basically really, really hammered this point home on the show about 3 or 4 years ago when I said, Congressman, you're for doing away with welfare. And I would maintain, sir, in all due respect, that if you do away with welfare, you're going to have anarchy. You're going to have rioting in the streets. It's going to be a very, very bad situation. Just like it was after Katrina in New Orleans and various other times. And the congressman said, just start laughing. And he said, Al, he said, you know what? You're not as bright as I thought you were. And I said, well, okay. Thanks for the compliments there. But he said, you know what? You don't think society would get out there and help the less fortunate? And I kind of scratched my head and I said, you know what? Congressman, you're right. I think society would get out and help the less fortunate. You guys out there who are listening, get out there. Help the less fortunate. Big Al's going to be back next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.KEReport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.